such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that we're friends.
One of the ways we like to start the show, Anthem Lights with the Mr. Rogers medley. Won't You Be My Neighbor, 4:45, WWIB. First, Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
And
here we are, Friday. Great morning.
That's right. April 24th, celebrating the opening of the golf courses. And a guy who lives near one, the Lake Wissota Golf Course, Perry Polnasek, wears a lot of hats. Pastor of Fellowship Church, now convener of all things virtual, and also heads up Touch Twice United. Perry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us early here in our, I guess, is it our virtual neighborhood? I don't know, our radio neighborhood. And yeah. So I feel like, Jason, we should hear like a, you know, the caboose coming here, kind of the train, the trolley that made its way through Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we need to start incorporating more Mr. Rogers ideas.
Yeah, right.
Mr. McFeely and...
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be hard to get the mailman to show up this early in the morning, but Perry, you've been a part of, and hopefully, Jason, you and I can maybe just go back and forth, and so feel free to ask the next question, but like this Q event, which was supposed to take place in person, but it went on virtual, so these last couple of days, so bring us up to speed on that. Give us an overview.
Yeah, so the Q ideas, if you look on Q ideas, I think it's .org, it's a organization based on questions are more important than necessarily some of the answers we think we have. And it's been going on, I believe, for 20 years or 15 years. And I've been able to go to a couple of different events. They had one in Chicago, one in Portland, and now it's being based out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Gabe Lyons, it's a young group of pretty strong thinkers, and they gather people from different perspectives and talk about really difficult topics, and then set the stage for people to have table talk conversations. So it's not just data; it's data plus conversation and interactivity. So it's quite an experience.
So how was it?
So first I'd say it was not as interactive as it would be in person. And because my father-in-law and mother-in-law have been in here in our house with us, they were able to watch it with us, and they were wildly engaged and moved.
Huh.
And so it actually did accomplish the same thing, although we were doing it virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really encouraging to see this idea, which we've been wrestling with here locally for a while, about being able to have the courage to talk about hard things from our Christian perspective.
Yeah, Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, there was a little bit of flutter about it on Twitter, I think yesterday or maybe the day before, but I'm curious who stood out most to you as you were listening and why?
Yeah. Well, I think the most remarkable thing is they've been fairly edgy in the history and brought in a lot of secular thinkers. And this time, through what I would attribute a season of prayer for Gabe Lyons, they really shifted it to almost unapologetically Jesus-centered. And that was remarkable. And Gabe started it off, which he normally doesn't do, with long, they're only 18-minute sections, but with an 18-minute section on Revelation, which I also thought was really interesting because we're in the study with my father-in-law that we're broadcasting live, and I know, Jason, you just went through it, and so there was this very strong spiritual overlap. And he was basically saying, you know, Babylon has fallen, and he was calling the church to come out from her. And it seemed very profound as a way to start off the conference. I wasn't expecting it, I guess. And so that kind of set the stage. And then Tim Keller was also one of the speakers, and he was very, he wasn't, there wasn't a lot of rainbows and bunnies. It was pretty sober talk. He's talking about how, you know, they're looking at a 60% decrease in giving, online giving, and that although there'll be an uptick in attendance, he's guessing around 20% more people are open to the gospel at this time, he continues to see the culture really move away and actually become more hostile to the things of Christ. So there's a lot of sober talk. I guess the third thing that I would say that stood out, this was 2 days, and I think they had 60 different presentations. They had Eric Metaxas on one side of the conversation about Christians and Trump, and then they had David French, who is a, I think he's a New York Times reporter, Christian, who is on the quote-unquote never Trump side. And he corrected that, saying that it's an anti-Trump side. And they actually were able to, in a 27-minute three-person section with Gabe trying to help ask the right questions, be able to present their positions. And I thought that was very profound and helpful.
That sounds fascinating. Will that be, is that available on YouTube? You know?
Not yet. I think I have access to it till Tuesday because of this gift that I was given, well, and I don't know how they're going to use it.
If times were different, I would say everybody over at your house, which you're so hospitable, that maybe you'd go with that. But not these days. I don't want to have one of your neighbors snitch on us. So, Perry, thank you so much for dropping by the neighborhood. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, God bless you guys. I miss you both. I miss you all, and I'm just praying for the valley. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Good morning to Governor Question Asker Hillary Roth.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
So let's start actually with something you just told me off the air briefly.
Oh, but, okay.
Yesterday at 8:15, we talked again about parades and about this question that had come up Wednesday and how the City County Health Department had a statement had come out this week on Wednesday saying, listen, maybe for educational purposes, you have car parades, but nothing else. Mm-hmm. And so, and they're saying, oh, yeah, position never changed on that. And so this continues on, though, with a state representative, Jesse James, who had featured your daughter, Becca, in a Facebook Live this week.
Yes, he did. And very excited about that. And he received so many questions regarding the car parade thing that after the press conference that the health department put on. And he put the answer out there that the health department, the email that we had sent there, and people are more confused by their answer. And so it's going to the governor's office for clarification from the sounds of things.
Wow. Interesting. I had seen you posted on Facebook yesterday that highlighted, you know, this response. Well, also speaking of you asking the governor, we had in our news yesterday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WTMJ Radio that he hadn't heard from the governor himself, I think literally personally, since before the election.
Yes.
And so that kind of sets up your question. There was a teleconference yesterday. Mm-hmm. So here's what it sounded like.
Now to Hillary Kay from WWIB Radio in Chippewa.
Now I'm just going to pause there because Hillary Roth is what you go by. Kay's your middle name.
Yes.
So you were
surprised. I don't know how they got that. I was like, and there was a second where I was like, is that me? And you have to remember when you call into these things, you have to push, you know, a little code on your phone to mute and unmute.
Star six.
Yeah, star six. And there's a pause between pushing that and then this little voice that comes on and says, you are unmuted. And so like you try to stay on top of it, but you don't want to unmute too. So I'm listening and then I'm like, was it me? Do I unmute? Yeah. Okay, I'm going. So
a few seconds could feel like an eternity. Here's your question and part of his answer.
Okay. Hillary?
Yes, this question is for the governor. Earlier this week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss claimed that you have not had conversations with the legislator about decisions made during the pandemic since initial discussions about the election. Instead, they're claiming you've just unilaterally made decisions. So what do you say to that? And do you see the value of having discussions with the Republicans in regards to reopening the state?
Well, you know, that's an interesting comment. I think our staff members talk to their staff members every single day. I have on occasion talked to Speaker Voss about this issue. But the fact of the matter is, I haven't seen the Republicans come to the, you know, it took them a month or 3 weeks, several weeks before they had their plan to bring to the legislature. So, you know, I'm not going to involve myself in a back and forth on this. The bottom line is he and the legislative Republicans have decided to take this to the Supreme Court. And that's nothing more than a blanket, obvious power grab, which...
All right, so we're going to leave it there. But I mean, it seems like, just like so many things in our society, the different perspectives, like I'm hearing Voss meaning to me, he doesn't mean our staffs. I mean, I think he means the governor to them.
Yeah, that's where I was at, too, because I'm like, okay, the, you know, my people talk to your people. Right. Like, that's not... Yeah, of course, staff members talk, but I mean, to actually have a sit down conversation and an exchange of ideas and solutions and problems, and that involves actual conversation, not, my staff members talk to his staff members.
I thought it was a good question because I think it unearthed, you could tell he's like, well, that's interesting. I mean,
it did. He reached him. You did.
I think it was one of the questions he'd remember afterwards. Thank you, Hillary. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Oh.
We'll start with this in transition, but you're talking about friends, so let's talk
about
friends.
There you go. Well, a little boy in Australia decided to write Tom Hanks a letter when he had heard that Tom Hanks and his wife were ill with the coronavirus. Mm. Now, this little guy is 8 years old, and his name is Corona. So he wrote this. He said, I heard on the news that you and your wife had caught the coronavirus. Are you okay? I love my name, but at school, people call me coronavirus. I get very sad and angry when people call me this. Tom saw the letter and he replied with a letter of his own, along with a special gift.
Really?
I love this letter that he sent this buddy boy. He says, your letter made my wife and I feel so wonderful. Thank you for being such a good friend. Friends make their friends feel good when they're down. I saw you on TV even though I was back in the USA already and all healthy. Even though I was no longer sick, getting your letter made me feel even better. He sent a gift and he went on to say, ask a grown-up how it works and use it to write me back. You've got a friend in me. He sent him a Corona typewriter from his personal collection. Okay, two things. A, that's really cool. B, who knew that Tom Hanks collected typewriters?
You know,
I didn't know that.
I know some of Tom Hanks's roles. I'm not real up on my Tom Hanks trivia, but now I think I will be a champ because I know he collects typewriters.
Right? So, yeah, he sent him this, like, vintage antique Corona typewriter.
Huh.
How cool is that? I love that. And I love his letter to this boy.
We've got so our funny generational differences among us. 55, the senior member of the show. My high school graduation gift, as we are approaching that season, was an electronic typewriter.
Mm.
What did you, I'm presuming you didn't, either of you get a typewriter for
I did not.
I don't remember what I got. I don't know what I got. That's a lovely gift.
I got a video
though.
Camera and case and video editing software.
Oh, nice.
Because that's what I was thinking I would do at the time.
There you go.
Yeah, but not a typewriter.
That's
we
awesome.
Just got on a computer. We may not know what month it is. We may not know what day it is, but we do know that it's time for headlines, our weekly service to all of you where we just conglomerate and aggregate all of the information from news, politics, and pop culture and bring it to you in condensed form. It's headlines, and here we go.
Caleb is our aggregator, by the way, and I've got to say, I love the first one you gave me. Scientists say junk food addiction may be real. May be real? Of course it's real. Have you ever tried to eat just one M&M, potato
Truth.
Chip, or Dorito?
Yeah, no, it's not going to work. First Lady Melania Trump posed for a photo while wearing a face mask. Guys, I can finally say I wear the same clothes as the First Lady.
Same designer.
Yay.
With consumers stuck at home, they're relying on Amazon more than ever. This has pushed Jeff Bezos' net worth up by, up by $24 billion. Just probably like, if you need me in today's Zoom meeting, I'll be on my new yacht. We call it the Quarantine One.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, that's interesting. With so many people staying home, there's a debate. Yeah, debate over the most comfortable sweatpants. I don't know. Whichever one feels most comfortable on you while you have pockets for the TV remote and a can of Pringles.
Pockets are critical.
Also, the CDC and FEMA have come up with a back-to-work strategy for the nation. It will begin with what they call the burning of the sweatpants.
Mm. Pamplona has the running of the bulls. We will have the burning of the sweatpants.
Absolutely.
It will be a glorious day. Research shows a link between snoring and a decline in mental ability. It may have something to do with how many times your spouse clobbers you with their pillow to stop said snoring.
Mm.
Hey, a study shows that when dogs and their owners stare at each other, the love hormone oxytocin is released, meaning that people can feel just as strongly about their dogs as they do about relatives. Plus, dogs never forget to return your power tools.
Awful point.
The airlines say they've lost millions because of the coronavirus. At the same time, there's a bunch of luggage they're not losing.
Silver linings. Yeah. And some Las Vegas casino owners want to start reopening in mid to late May, but I wouldn't bet on it. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, Hillary, you've kind of about trademarked, but you've been consistent with kind of Carry Out Friday.
Yes.
And you've had a number of restaurants. We talked to you. And Caleb, you and I, maybe sometimes it's gone into the weekend, but there was discussion in our house last night about carry out today. We've got different restaurants, and maybe for you tonight as well.
Yeah, so it kind of depends on when we have Lily at the house. So it is a takeout Friday. Sometimes it's Saturday or Sunday. But yeah, I look forward to it all week.
I know.
I totally do.
We do too. And it's like a hot topic of discussion all week at our house. It's like, wow, are we really that food centric? But no, it's fun to have just something fun and a just kind of a fun splurge to focus on.
And know you're supporting somebody local too in our restaurant industry. Is I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, Hillary, in your family of four, you've been rotating, and so one of your daughters gets to pick tonight.
Yeah, so Becca gets to pick tonight. When we started this, we drew names out of a hat to choose the order, and so the order is, we're starting over tonight, it's Becca, Dean, Alyssa, me. So, and it works out nicely because the kids fall on the paydays, and so we can let them go nuts, and Dean and I will rein it in as needed for our choices. It's kind of nice. So it's Becca's night tonight, and she was thinking Dragonetti's for a while.
Because
she really wanted the Italian. But then she heard Five Guys was reopening, and she wants the fries. She's in it there for the fries. So you got to be careful, because if I let the kids, they'd get like appetizers from this place, sides from this place, main dish from this place, and dessert from... No.
Yeah,
no,
right. Pick one.
So, yeah, I think she's oozing towards Five Guys.
Well, it is a Friday, and so Friday fish fries. And so Jason Matheson, a friend and a Wib listener, he's been vocal on Facebook about Chickadee's Family Restaurant and saying that they've got the best fish fry and that apparently they're reopening tonight. I saw that with another Rice Palace downtown Eau Claire with the to-go as well. We've talked about Barachos as one, and then somebody talked about Subways in terms of foot-long subs at $5. And so part of the frugal part of me said, hey, what about that? But they're being bantered about.
There's lots of different options, too. And throwing out there, again, some of our local restaurants. You know, there's chains and then there's locals. I think supporting everyone. For instance, you know, our local Culver's, Bob and Jeremiah and Wendy, who
owned
supported.
Locally, right?
Yeah, owned locally. So great options. We have a post right now on our Facebook page about, hey, have you ordered takeout or delivery from somewhere in Western and Central Wisconsin? If you're looking for any ideas, my goodness, there are so many, like Aroma Cafe in Thorpe, Fat Boys and Bloomer. I have to say, Fat Boys came through when we, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Last spring, right?
Yeah.
When we were helping out the Chippewa Fire Department, and Fat Boys just came through with an amazing spaghetti feed. And hearing about so many, really, Martino's in Stanley, Kelly Grill in Stanley, just so many on our Facebook page right now. You can weigh in and add yours. Again, we're trying to focus a little bit more on the Chippewa ones too with our takeout. So, you know, we're considering Fill-In Station because I truly believe they have the best cheese curds and an amazing pizza deal. We've done that. Chippewa Candy Shop, we've done a couple times.
I've
not
gone
for
there.
The meal, but for extra. But Barbecue Express, Carl up there at Barbecue Express.
Yeah.
He works from the Eagles Club, but also up there near the manufacturing area in Chippewa by the water towers. He has an amazing, amazing restaurant up there. We may do that.
I miss the Eagles Club Friday evening and Sunday buffets.
They had incredible. And again, that's all Carl as well, too.
I know.
So,
it is.
And I know times were not easy for him, maybe even before all of this, too. So places like that, if you say, you know what, I'm going to give them a little help, little support and get an awesome meal tonight,
that
would be a good option.
All right, go. Boy, I'd like to add up how many restaurants we mentioned. Quite a few. Get out and support local. WWIB, 41 degrees in a Friday with Chris Rice on Whip. Well, is this it's happy. It's heading into the weekend. I asked one of our coworkers this morning, Caleb and Hillary, how are you? Hey, it's Friday. So, but it's also sad because I have so much fun being with you guys Monday through Friday that we'll look forward to Monday. But
we just come in tomorrow for funsies.
Yeah, there you go.
Or not.
I'll
be at home.
See Steve Snyder. Hey, imagine if NFL quarterback Tom Brady walked into your house without knocking. Do you call the police or ask for a photo? Well, in David Kramer's case, this is the second time Brady has made news in Tampa off the field in a week. In David Kramer's case, he was too flabbergasted to do either. Brady was looking for the home of Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich. It was the house next door.
Oh, funny.
Kramer said for a moment they were both confused. Brady left, went to Lefwich's house. Kramer's like, should have asked for a picture.
Yeah. I mean, when one of the greatest, or maybe perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time, just wanders into your house.
Into your house. Well, you know, I left work the other day, and I mean, I was like doing something on my phone. I wasn't paying attention. I hit the fob to make my car beep to open, you know, and I walk up to the car and I open the door and I went to get in and I looked and I was like, that wasn't on the seat. Wait, who put this in my car? And then I, upon further inspection, noticed that this was not my car. This was Mark's car. I almost got it. I could.
It, we both have gold sedans.
We both have gold sedans.
This is a Toyota?
Toyota, yeah.
And mine is a Honda Accord.
Yeah, but gold sedan side by side went to the wrong one. Sorry, Helvo. I don't think the key would have worked. Would have been
has
fun if it did.
Has this ever happened to you in a parking lot or something like that?
Yeah.
Or have you ever literally walked into the wrong house?
Yeah.
I did it with a van, a minivan. I was picking the kids up from school one day at their old school, and I had been visiting with a parent, and I, like, finished the conversation and hopped into this minivan and looked back, and those weren't my kids sitting in the back. I was like,
You went that far? Wow.
Whoops.
Those poor kids.
Got right. I said, oh, sorry, honey. I'm in the wrong van.
Yeah, right.
Same color van.
Crazy.
I see. And again, going back to a, like, most stolen vehicles discussion, depending on where you live in the great state of Wisconsin, sometimes it's just not par for the course. Golf pun. Sometimes it's just not par for the course to lock your vehicles. I mean, I grew up in, like, we didn't lock our cars.
Yeah.
And honestly, I remember we didn't really lock our cars, and half the time the keys were in the ignition. So, I mean, it's just, it was pretty trusting. And then I moved here and now I lock it all
now
the time.
Now I lock the car.
See, being from Milwaukee, around here, I feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm down in Milwaukee, Chicago, the Twin Cities. Yeah,
lock for sure.
Yeah.
So, hey, speaking of golf courses, we did reach out. I did get a live person at Wild Ridge and Mill Run, and she said, actually, too busy.
Their phone phones ringing are ringing off the hook.
Again, because the clubhouses are closed. But I think a lot of them do have restaurants related, like they'll have to-go food.
Mm-hmm.
And so consider those. But real rapidly running through some of the courses when you talk about Chippewa Valley, Princeton Valley, Wild Ridge, Mill Run, Pine Meadow, short par three. You got Hickory Hills in the south side of town, Lake Wasota Golf. We talked with Perry Prunlasic earlier this morning, lives near there. Ojibwa. So lots of other places expanding out into Menominee, Bloomer Golf. Go ahead, get out there and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We got the green
Can
light
Can I
to
shout
do
out
this.
Too as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so Turtleback in my hometown of Rice Lake and also in my wife's hometown
there.
Of Dallas, Pinecrest
nice
Golf. So shout out to you guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.